I've been behind the mic since I was 17. By the look of my gray hair, you can tell that's a pretty long time. 37 years to be exact. Does it ever get old? Someone wanted to know. This voiceover thing you do. Well, it doesn't get old, but I certainly do, I replied, not knowing that I had spoken too early. An hour later, I got this really boring script about ladders, and I changed my mind. It was poorly written, poorly translated, and I had no idea why they had selected poor old me to narrate it. Yes, it was money in the bank, but in reality, I would rather go back to bed. Let me explain something to you. I have no particular fondness for ladders. Walking under them brings bad luck, and many of them wobble in a most disconcerting way. Ladders are ugly and dangerous. Just because they take you to the top doesn't mean they're special. They're just a few steps up from step stools. One of the reasons I became a freelancer is because I wasn't good at climbing the corporate ladder. So why, out of all people, should I have to sing their praises? It's for the same reason they talked me into voicing videos about agricultural insurance, miracle car wax, and motorcycle repair. It's part of the unavoidable, unglamorous, unexciting work voiceovers do every day in dimly lit chatterboxes. I must admit, that part of the job gets old and boring, especially if one has to edit, separate, and name hundreds of files per specific client instructions that make it impossible to do this semi-automatically. Of course, the client conveniently forgot to mention it at the time of the booking. Come to think of it, that gets old too. You know, clients trying to take advantage. The other day, one of them sent me a message saying that I had forgotten to read one paragraph. Of course, they would need it right away. The thing is, that mystery paragraph was never in the original script. It was a last-minute addition. Now, I know that some colleagues would forgive the client for this mistake and record the 5 or 6 extra lines pro bono. In my book, however, more words means more money. It's not that I'm greedy, I just happen to run a for-profit business. With the Arctic temperatures we're experiencing, someone's got to pay the heating bill. If you were to ask a contractor to paint your kitchen as a courtesy, right after she's finished with the living room, do you think she'd do it? Would an Uber driver take you to the town next to your agreed destination and not charge you for it? Of course not. Then why do some people expect they can get a voiceover to record a few extra lines at no charge? Well, the other guy we hired did it. Then why didn't you ask him to do it? Because he sucked. It's the same old story, and it makes me yawn every time I hear it. If you are getting your feet wet as a voiceover, trust me, there are parts of this job that are just work. Work you may hate. For instance, you've signed up to narrate a 400-page audiobook, and with every chapter you get this nagging feeling that it's not getting better. In fact, it's going nowhere. You start wondering how this piece of pulp ever got published. Then you find out this is a vanity project by someone who should have kept his job at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Arg! One of the most boring jobs you can get in this business involves speech synthesis. It's the artificial production of human sounds by computers. The text-to-speech software runs on thousands of snippets of sounds, phonemes, recorded by voiceovers. Recording sessions can go on for months and are notoriously tedious. Just ask Susan Bennett, the voice of Siri. Once the engineers have what they need, they can use the program to simulate speech for apps, navigation systems, or virtual assistants, such as Bixby and Alexa. Amazon now has a database of synthesized voices that is rented out to developers that need voices for their applications. Here's the kicker. As a voiceover, you only get paid once for the database you helped create. That's it. A colleague of mine heard his voice in at least 20 applications varying from computer games to language courses that were created artificially, and he'll never see a penny. Since he recorded his phonemes, technology has moved even further. Did you know that Adobe's Voco, the Photoshop of speech, only needs about 20 minutes of recorded target speech to generate a sound-alike voice, producing sound patterns that were not even recorded? Perhaps they should have vocal read that terrible self-published novel I mentioned earlier. Anyway, thanks to modern technology, the most boring parts of voiceover jobs might be behind us. If we can get machines to say anything we want them to say, why use humans? Computers can work without a break and don't require a SAG-AFTRA contract. In a strange way, that's music to my ears. I might lose a few dollars, but very soon, people like me won't have to talk about ladders anymore. How exciting is that?